W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. The headlines from Europe are more weapon systems either directed to Ukraine or debated to go to Ukraine. In this instance, main battle tanks. That's the Abrams in the U.S., the Challenger in Britain, the Leopard in Germany. Other weapon systems are already targeted for shipment to Ukraine. Pouring more weapon systems in is not the end of a conflict. It's a deepening conflict. It looks like a war of attrition now. However, both sides are threatening offensives. Both sides are making claims. The puzzle here is, with a new Congress and new questions in the second calendar year of the war in Europe that is a global North war, what is to be done? Mary, diplomacy, I don't read about it. I don't hear about it. I don't hear back room. Now, maybe they're very good. Maybe they can talk in some fashion and nobody hears them, but I doubt it. There is no diplomacy underway right now. We need an end to this conflict before it gets out of hand, before the escalation means that, as a lieutenant of Putin says in these last hours, this is a war on NATO, not a war on Ukraine. Why not, Mary? Why hasn't the Biden administration come forward and told the American people what the plan is?
Because I think the Biden team, and really you should ask them, John, I can't speak for them, but it seems to me as an outsider that they are most concerned about, quote unquote, provoking Putin. And that has been the explanation for why we didn't put troops in Ukraine before the conflict started, when it was so clear that it might be coming. It was the explanation for why we weren't sending them certain kinds of weapon systems, and we wouldn't give them fighter jets as the fighting began. And I think that we've just, you know, moved very, very slowly. Now, some people would say that's prudent, but it comes at two costs. It comes at the cost, actually three. First, the cost of human life, because the longer this goes on, the more Ukrainians and young Russian men die. Secondly, it comes at our reputational cost, because other actors around the world who wish us harm see that we don't really have the will to fight. And thirdly, as you say, it makes the situation more dangerous because it makes Putin, I think, more desperate to win. So we're starting to take more steps. The idea that we're going to train Ukrainian soldiers on Patriot missile batteries in Oklahoma, that's a good step. But really, this has become a grinding war of attrition that it didn't have to be.
And what we have now is another year of war. Now, we have the good fortune, if that's what it is, Mother Nature blessing Northern Europe with a mild winter so far. Temperatures abetting the worst of it. We had a good cold start in London, but now it's moderate as well, saving the demand on energy resources, saving money. Even Christian Lindner, the finance minister in Germany, is saying, happy day, where productivity is being maintained. We're lucky, Mary, but luck doesn't reward people who only count on luck. Are we working for an end to this, or is this an endless war right now? We have about a minute. And if it is an endless war, does that suggest that we're stable with this, that we're okay with this?
Well, we should always look at what our actions indicate. And our actions indicate that we're okay with the war grinding on, and that we're not going to provide the Ukrainians what they need to win quickly. I've been saying this all along, and that's unfortunate. Even so, John, the Ukrainians could win. They have the will. They have the savvy. They're becoming an incredibly sophisticated fighting force. The Russian army, rather, on the other side, increasingly is losing whatever trained soldiers that it had, relying on private parties like the Wagner Group and, right. You know, prisoners and the like. And Putin does not look well. Putin could die this year or be pushed aside or killed. We don't know. But I see, you know, a fairly good chance.
We have 30 seconds.
Of that,
30 seconds
of that happening. And Putin exiting the scene, John, could give it could result in two things. It could result in someone Putin-like coming in and doubling down. It could result in the Europeans and the Americans trying to pressure the Ukrainians into a settlement that they don't want. Or, best case scenario, it could put the Russians on the back foot for real and the Ukrainians could sweep to victory. So I think it's going to be a really critical year.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.